Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shulam and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom, and now Masachet Chulin Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. About to look at the third Mishnah of this, the sixth parak, Kisui Adam. Cheresh Shoteva Katan Shachtu V'Achim Ro'im Otam. This takes us back to the very first Mishnah in our Masachet. If a Cheresh Shoteva Katan, that triumvirate of halachic incompetence, do Shechita, and other people are observing them, which makes it a valid Shechita, Chayav L'Chasot, that has to be covered. Beinam L'Venatzman, but if they Shechted alone, Patur min lachasot. V'chein l'nyan otor et b'no. This takes us back to the previous parak. Same halacha apply. Sheshachtu v'achim ro'im otan. But it's not so simple. Asur lishchot achareyan. If they shecht with supervision, then clearly it's good shechita. You can't shecht the mother or the offspring on the same day. Benam ben atzman, Reb Meir matir lishchot achareyan. Reb Meir says you may shecht the mother or the offspring afterwards if they did the shechita alone. Chachamim osrim. I'm going to say you may not. We'll see why. But Chachamim agree that if you did shech the mother or the offspring on that same day, you do not get makot. Now, Rabbanan, the obvious question is, why do Rabbanan disagree in the Seifa, where they say that Shechita of a Cheresh of a Katan done alone has some standing as Shechita and you can't do a Tovat Beno, and they say nothing about Kisui Adam? So here's the first proposal. Reisha, miyamin chayav l'chasot. Miyamin chayav l'chasot. If you say in the Reisha that you have to do kisui adam, I'm a shechita malaitei. People will say their shechita must be valid. That's why we have to cover the dam. Vatin mecham a shechita tan. People will actually eat their shechita. So seifa nami came in the kamer rabbanon asu lishchot achareim. I'm a shechita malaitei vatin mecham a shechita tan. The same problem exists in the seifa. In the seifa, if you say that you're not allowed to shecht on the same day, people think, oh, their shechita must be valid. The answer is no. Seifa, Amri, Bisur, Elokamim, Ba'ilei. No, in the Seifa, people will say, the God doesn't want meat, that's why he didn't shecht the same day. Not because their shechita is valid and he's restrained from shechting. So, Reishon Amri, Menakech HaTzerut Tzarich. Same thing, when you're covering up Dam, that doesn't mean the shechita was valid. It means your backyard is messy and you want to cover it up. But that won't work. Shachat Ba'ash Pamaikol Gam. What if you shecht whatever dung heap? Where the only reason to be covering it up would be because of Kisui Adam. Or, Bali Malech Ma'ikal Memer. What if the guy asks, should I do it? We say, you don't have to. And he says, you have to. Then they would think it's a good Shechita. So, Tamech Seifanami, Bali Malech Ma'ikal Memer. If a guy comes and says, can I shecht the baby on the same day? And you say no. Well, then, people will know that it's a valid Shechita. So because of this inconsistency between the Reish and Seifa, we come to the conclusion that the Rabbanan really disagree all across the board. They say that if the Cheresh Shoteva Katan do Shechita alone, it needs Kisui, and you may not do a Tovat Beno. They waited for a mayor to finish everything he had to say, and then they say we disagree, and they meant they disagree about everything. So based on Rabbanan Lachumah, we understand Rabbanan's position. They say the Shechita of a Cheresh Shoteva Katan, it's unclear what it is. So we'll go Lachumah. You must cover up the dam, and you may not shech the other animal on the same day, but you don't get makot for doing so. However, Meir, my time, what's our mayor's position here? The answer is Reb Meir considered a Cheresh Shoteva Katan's Shechita to be an absolute nevela, so much so that if you eat it, you get makot for eating nevela. My Tama, what's the reason? So Rabbi Ami, Ho'il V'rov Ma'asein V'kul Kalim. Since most of the things they do are done improperly, therefore the Shechita is probably improper. The only problem with that is we're talking about Reb Meir. One of them said to the other, "My ear, your rove. Why did Rami Ami have to appeal to rove? I feel the miut nami. Even miut should work because Reb Meir chayish lemiuta. Famously, Reb Meir is choshish lemiuta, and therefore smoch miuta lachazaka. Take even a miut, even if only some of their actions were fouled, and attach that to the chazaka, which is." That this animal is becheskat isur until we know it was shechted properly, vitro leruba, and say now you have the rove that most of their actions, even if you would say most of their actions are done properly, that rove gets shot down. And how do we know that Reb Meir is a fan of that approach? You have a baby who's hanging around right near the dough, and he's holding dough in his hands, and we know that babies crawl around and touch dead shratzim and all sorts of stuff. Reb Meir says, Tahor. Why? The Chacham says metamei shadarko shel tinok l'tapeach. A kid messes around with all sorts of stuff. He's probably tamei. Touched the batzek, it's tamei. If you're in my time and a mayor, what's her mayor's reason for saying tahor? Kesavarov tinokot metafchin. I agree. Most kids play around in that stuff. Umiut en metafchin, but some of them don't. A minority. And the dough had a cheskas tahara when it was first made. So smoch miyuta lachazaka vitol aruba. You take the miyut of kids that don't mess around, attach that to the chazaka that the dough had beforehand, and the rove is shot. So why don't we say the same thing here and say the miut of cherishet of cotton that are no good, attach that to the chazaka that the animal is becheskat isur, and say you don't have to do kisur yadam and there is no tovet pino because there's no rov. The answer is without the rov we couldn't say it. Imam rusafek tumala taher yamrusafek isur lahatir. It's one thing to say this dough we're not going to reckon it as tamei. It's another thing to say that in Isur, such as Otome Pino, we're going to say it's Mutar, just based on Miut and Chazaka. No, we need Rove to mess up for that to work. Now, final Psak, Hora Rebbe K'Reb Meir, Hora Rebbe K'Chachamim. Rebbe at one point paskened like Reb Meir, that the Shechita of Chere Shechit V'Katan is an absolute nevela, and sometimes he paskened like Chachamim, where he said it's Safek and we go L'Chumra. Now, question is, Hei Minayu D'Achrita, what was the later Psak, which will be the definitive one? Toshma, we have a story. Rabbi Abba Bredi, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Zer Abu Kaimi, Meshuka de Kesari. They were in the Shuk in Caesarea. Apitcha de Beit Midrash, right in front of the Beit Midrash. Nafok Rabbi Ami, Ashkechino. Rabbi Ami came out from the Beit Midrash, found them there. Amar Lehulav, Amina Lechubina, Beit Midrash, Lo Tekimu Abroi. Didn't I tell you not to be outside when there's a session of the Beit Midrash? To Meiki Inish, to Mistrach Leil Shmata. There's somebody who may need a Shmua that you have. Right to the true day, and you'll get messed up because you won't be around to tell him. What happened? Rabbi Zera came in. Rabbi Abba Loal, he didn't come in. So Yatvi becoming Bayalu. They asked the question, Hey Minayu Achrita, which one of the Piskei Halachav Rebbe, who's now 50, 60 years gone, which one was the later Psak and which is definitive? Amalu Rabbi Zera, so Rabbi Zera said, Lo Shvaktun Li Dishai Li L'Saba. I couldn't ask the old man, who was Rabbi Abba, who I was with outside, because he had a tradition, Dilma Shmiele mi Avua, Avua mined Rabbi Yochanan. His father, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba kotlatin yomin kamahadu Talmudei kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Every 30 days he'd go review all of his learning with Rabbi Yochanan, so we know he had a good tradition. So I should have checked and find out what he had, what he said. So we don't know. So my Avi Allah, how do we solve it? Toshman, Ashalach Rabbi Allazar Lagolar, Rabbi Allazar ben Padat, sent a message to Bavel, Hora Rebbe K'Reb Meir, that Rebbe Paskal like K'Reb Meir. I like Rabbanan Rami Ori, he also ruled like Rabbanan. It must be that his Psak like Reb Meir was the later one, and that's the definitive one that they sent as Psak Halacha to the Gola. Okay, this is the beginning of Mishnah Dalet. Shachat Mea Chayot Makom Echad. Let's say you shechted 100 Chayot in one place. We have to cover them 100 times. Kisui Echad the Kulan. You only have to do one Kisui for all of them. Me'alfot makom achad kisui l'chad l'kulan. Same thing with the birds. Chayav of makom achad. Let's say you did a chayan of for a bunch of them. Kisui achad l'chulan according to Tanakama. If you remember, shachat chaya yichaser v'chakach yishchot ta'of. If you shachted a chaya, cover it up, and then you should shach the of. In other words, it's separate. Tan Rabbanan. Chaya, the Torah says chaya of, kol mashma chaya. Meaning, it doesn't mean a chaya, it means the group of chaya. Like Yaakov says to Esau, Vayili shor v'chamor, which means oxen and donkeys. Ben ruba min muet. Of means kol mashma of ben ruba min muet. Again, of means all the birds. Kanamura shachat mea chayot makom achad, kisui achad l'chulan, mea ofot makom achad, kisui achad l'chulan, as our Mishnah. Chayav of makom achad, kisui achad l'chulan, so Tanakama says not only that, but chaya and of. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees with that first understanding, that chaya means a bunch of chayot, and of means a bunch of ofot. Rabbi Yehuda omer, shachat chaya yichaser v'chakech shchot at ha'of, as in our Mishnah, shenemar, chaya o of. Meaning, there's two separate things, there's kisui v'chaya, and kisui v'of. Amrula harehu omer, ki nefesh ko basar demo b'nafshohu. Then in the next pasuk it says, because a life blood is in the life of the animals are in their blood. So Maika Mahadri, what kind of an answer was that? So hachagam rada rabbanan, the answer is there's something missing in the braita. They said, hi, oh, the chaya o of, ibayle lechalek. Is there not to tell you that you need separate kisuyim, but rather lechalek, meaning you don't have to shech the chaya and an oaf to be chayav, as we saw with Rabbi Yonatan Rabbi Shio with Aviv Imo. And Rabbi Yehuda says, L'chalek midamo nafka. I got that from the next pasuk, which says, damo, it's dam, which means the dam of an individual thing. So one thing needs kisui. Rabbanan say, no, damo tuva mashma. Damo refers really to, he gets mechisat damo, and Rabbanan say, damo, as you see in the next pasuk, means generic dam, not specific dam of an animal. Tuva mashma, k'dichtiv, k'nefesh, k'obasar, damo v'nafshohu. The life of all manner is in its blood. So its blood refers to blood as a general thing. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when it comes to the bracha, you only make one bracha on kisui adam for both chaya and of. So that would mean that you shech the chaya, and then you say a bracha al kisui adam, cover the dam, shech the of, cover the dam, even though there's an interruption there of shechting the of. Somehow in Ravashi's Beit Midrash this question was asked. My Shami Talmidei de Rav, famous story of Rav's Talmidim after Rav was Nifter. Rav Bruna Rav Hananel Talmidei de Rav, Yatva Sudata, two of Rav's Talmidim were having a meal. Kayalai Rav Yeva Sava, so Rav Yeva was serving them. Amrulei Hav Livrich, so they said, bring us a cup of wine to say Birkat HaMazon. Hadru Amrulei, then they said, Havlishti, no, bring it to us, we want to drink. In other words, we'll continue our meal. Amar Vieba Saba, Hachem Rav, he's going to quote Rav, Kevadamar Havlivrich, Itzalei Lemishte Chamra. Once you say Havlivrich, you can't drink anymore, meaning you have to bench and then start again. Chanami Kevin Itfalei Kisui, Chayavlei Lebracha. So, it should be the same thing here, which is, once you are Chayiv to do Kisui, because you shechted the chaya, therefore you should have to finish the kisui and then make a new bracha on the oaf. The answer is they're not alike. Hachiyashta, hata mishtav ruchibadi ari loefsha. You can't drink and say a bracha, perkana mazon at the same time. You're doing opposite things with your mouth. Hacha efshad shachit bachada machasi bachada. Here you could cover with one hand and shecht at the same time with the other hand. In other words, shechita and kisui are not mutually exclusive as actions. And therefore, since you could do it at the same time, it doesn't constitute a hefsek. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next podcast, at the next half of Mishnah Daled. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.